Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Come on and give God praise wherever you are right now. Just begin to thank Him. Think of all He's done for you, all He's going to do for you. We really could not repay Him. He's just been that good. He deserves that much praise and more. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. I am Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. And I have a fresh word for you this morning. I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me online. I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me this morning via phone. I welcome those of you who follow the podcast so that you will receive this recording later on today. God is still in control. Hallelujah. Today we will be in the book of St. Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 through 34. Again, that is Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 through 34. And while you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay connected and tune in with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m., make sure you don't miss your fresh word, your hot manna for the day by following the podcast, so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, as well as the ability to send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, to contact me, to order my new book, 2020 Vision, Success in 2020 and Beyond, to donate to support the ministry. You can do all of that. Contact my law office site. There's even a link there. You can do all of that on rossi.org, rawsi.org. You should have those Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 through 34, reading from the KJV. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, this is Jesus speaking, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, glory, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he, meaning Peter, Simon Peter responding, said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Now listen at Jesus' response in this last verse. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Praise God for the reading of his words. Our topic for today is mind games. Mind games. Oh, this is awesome. So many of us are losing out on our blessings. We're losing out on obtaining and retaining success. We are losing out on happy marriages, friendships, jobs, relationships with those in our family because of mind games. Satan is playing tricks on you. In the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 through 34, that I just read unto you, Jesus was letting Peter know the true state of affairs regarding Peter's spirituality, his spiritual position, and his faith. Mind games. You see, Jesus knew that his crucifixion was nigh at hand. And Simon Peter was one of the most powerful apostles, the disciples. He'd been there with Jesus. He'd seen the miracles. Simon was one of those who was, a fighter. He was aggressive. He was what we would call bold today for whatever he believed in. But Jesus had to let Simon Peter know that he was not really where he thought he was, and Jesus needed to let him know this not to embarrass him, not to humiliate him, but because Jesus saw the potential in him. He saw the greatness in him. So in order for Peter to go where he was already predestined to go in Christ, in order for Peter to be whom he was already predestined to be, Jesus had to come in and get him in the right position mentally. Because some mind games are going on. Peter thought more of himself than what he was. So Jesus said unto him, look, the devil desires to have you. He desires to sift you as wheat, to play with you and to just have game play with you and to frolic with you. But I have prayed for you, Lord. Isn't it something when Jesus has to pray for you, intercedes for you, takes the time to pray for you? Why? He said that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, when you finally realize who you are, when you finally get out of that game of the jetty tricks and playing mind games, yes, not only will your faith be strong, but then you can even strengthen your brother. Now, Peter, still in that position of being sifted as wheat, didn't really understand. So he said to Jesus, look, Jesus, you don't have to pray for me because I'm already where I need to be. I'm already ready to go with you. I will go to prison for you. I will die for you. Jesus said, wait a minute. I tried to tell you this nicely, but I see you didn't receive it. So let me just put it out here. 100, as my sister would say. Before the cock even crows today, this morning, you will deny me 3 times that you even knew me to save your own skin. Mind games. You see, brothers and sisters, God has purpose for you. God has destiny for you. But you cannot receive, you cannot achieve, you cannot retain, you cannot sustain because you are in the midst of mind games. You see, some of you are in the midst of mind games where you think more of yourself than you ought to, as Peter did. And so in order for you to get to where you need to be in Christ, you are going to have to be willing to humble yourself. In Romans 12 and verse 3, the Bible tells us not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but all of us ought to understand that everything we have, everything we are, is because of Christ. So we should humble ourselves, abase ourselves, so that we will be elevated, glory, instead of having to be brought down. Now, others of you, glory, are not achieving and receiving and sustaining and retaining because you don't yet know the value of you. You don't yet realize whose you are and whom you are. You don't understand that God predestined you, as he said in Jeremiah 1:5, before the foundation of the earth. So you constantly live beneath your privilege. You live beneath your status. You let people call you inappropriate and derogatory names. You are always thinking down of yourself, speaking negatively of yourself, allowing others to negatively of you, surrounding yourself with people who only bring toxicity into your life. Into your life, you are afraid to step out on faith. You are afraid to go forth. You're too worried about being popular. You're too focused on how many likes and shares and loves you get in comments on social media. Your whole status, Lord, is caught up in what others think about you. But either situation, brothers and sisters, is nothing but mind games. You see, Jesus desires for you to have a healthy mind, a healthy spirit, healthy relationships, healthy thought processes, a healthy ability to objectively assess a situation and to determine what you need to do to be better, whether it is to be strengthened yourself as Peter needed, whether it is that you need to bring others in and be mentored, or that you need to let some go because of the toxicity, whether you are someone who is the victim of your childhood or the victim of other situations, so that you are always inappropriately projecting onto others what someone else put you through. You're defensive when there's no need to be. You don't know how to have a normal conversation without thinking that people are accusing you or blaming you. You don't know how to have appropriate self-introspection to look inward at yourself, to understand when you are wrong, to understand when you need to repent, to understand when you need to apologize. Mind games, glory. But God has better for you. So before we go into prayer, the question becomes, but what can we do? And the Bible always has the answer in Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, isn't this some great words, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And listen at verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Every day, submitting your mind to Christ, the renewing of your mind. Prayer, fasting, seeking God's will in his word, daily devotion, the renewing of your mind. Not as the world thinks, not as the world thinks, not as the world thinks, but the renewing of your mind in Christ. What is his will? What is his word? Renew your mind. What does God desire for you to do? How does he desire for you to conduct yourself? Renew your mind. Submit it unto him. Every fallacy, every sin, every weight, every past trauma, every current trauma, every bad relationship, go to prayer and Christ. Submit it unto him. Ask him to renew you, to refresh you, to restore you, to revive you. Ask him to restore you. Ask him to make your mind over, glory, so that you have the mind of Christ. No more mind games. Stop forfeiting your blessings because you're caught up in the mind games of society. Submit it unto Christ that he may renew your mind. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Come on and praise him for this fresh word, this hot manna on daily fire that empowers you to a victorious life in everyday practicality through Christ. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify you and we thank you. Oh, Lord, we glorify you and we thank you. Father, we glorify you and we thank you today. Hallelujah.
We ask forgiveness of our sin. We ask that you create in us a clean heart. We ask that you renew our minds right now. Renew us, restore us, regenerate us, revive us, remake us, Lord. Give us the mind of Christ. Help us to see as you see, to think as you think, to judge as you judge, to live as you live, to walk as you walk, to have compassion as you would. Help us, Lord, renew our minds. Lord, we want victory. We want sustained success. We want to love like you and to live like you, to speak like you. Glory. We want the joy of Christ. We want every day to walk in the newness of you. Help us, God, to give our minds to you. Help us not to deflect onto others our own sins, conduct, or transgressions. Help us not to project onto others the things that have happened to us in our past, but rather help us to judge each situation, to evaluate each situation, each conduct, each person through the lens of you, including ourselves. Now, Father, I come thanking you for a renewed mind. We come thanking you because we're released from the mind games. We will not be sifted as wheat, but we are strengthened and we are able to strengthen and convert others. Lord, we say thank you. We're released from the mind games. We're released from the mind games. We're released from the mind games. And we will go forward in Christ. Glory. Hallelujah. Victory. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Touch them, heal them, save them, sanctify them, deliver them. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Father, come in and work out every situation, every prayer request. In accordance with your will, God, you know what they need. You know what they need. Meet the need, meet the need, meet the need, and meet the desires. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. We say victory. We say victory. We say victory belongs to us. In your name, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him as I give the altar call. And then I will end with our task for today. Oh, just praise him. You've been released from the mind games. For those of you who are unsaved, those who are backslidden, those who have been caught up, Jesus, and the ramifications and consequences of mind games, bad relationships, bad marriages, bad trauma, bad childhood, bad situations on the job, toxic friends, even toxicity in yourself. You've become so cynical, so pessimistic, you don't even know how to find your joy again, your happy place. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess I have a new mind, the mind of Christ. Before I speak, I will think. What would Jesus say? Before I act, I will think. What would Jesus do? Before I plan, I will think. What has Jesus already predestined for me? Now, Lord, I thank you. I am no longer the old me. I am no longer a loser. I am no longer sifted as wheat. But I am victorious. I am victorious. Glory. I am victorious. And I'll live it every day from this day forward. In all I do. In all I say. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Listen, make sure you go to rotsy.org. Send me your prayer requests, your testimonies. Donate to help support the ministry or send a donation of $20 via Cash App to $RotsyWilliams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. This is helping as we prepare for television ministry this year, which costs tens of thousands of dollars, but we believe in God for it. So sow a seed to help us go spread the gospel. Now, our topic for today is mind games. Your task for this entire weekend is twofold. Number one, do not go back into the mind games. You've been released. Just think before you speak and make sure that every time you speak it is to edify, to exhort, to help someone or yourself go to a better place. That doesn't mean you only have to say fluffy words, right? Sometimes you do have to chastise or rebuke to even go to that place, but make sure it's with love. And number two, share this word with someone else who needs to be released today. Send them to rossi.org. For those of you who are following, share the text with at least one person. Follow by texting DS to 33222 now. All right? I'll see you over the weekend. Stop forfeiting blessings because you don't have the right mind. You've been released today, and anything can happen in your life.
Are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came, 'cause he's in our very midst.